This week on the Minnesota Native News Health Report, for the moment, the virus is winning. But Minnesota and Minnesotans are not giving up. I'm Marie Rock. Here's Lori Stern with the latest developments.
By every measure the state uses, we're seeing a second surge. In 85 of Minnesota's 87 counties, there is too much COVID for schools to have full in-person classes. Infections, hospitalizations, and deaths are the highest since June. And cold weather increases the risk of transmission as activities move indoors.
Yes, it's been a little while since I've joined these 2 o'clock.
Governor Tim Walz joined the press briefings on October 15th to lend perspective to both negative and positive developments.
The United States was slow in getting testing. I mean, that is an obvious fact. But we've also found that there are different tools that we can use on testing, different ways to go about it.
In describing lessons learned over the past 7 months, Governor Walz emphasized the crucial role testing plays.
We want to cut off that community spread by making sure that people get tested as easily and as quickly and as close to their home as they possibly can. The longer it takes for us to find out if somebody has this, the more they unknowingly spread it. So taking a test and waiting several days to get the results, that really impedes our ability to slow this down. So there's reasons that we've made testing a critical component of our strategy, and I'm really pleased today to announce a significant expansion of that testing.
By mid-November, the state will have 10 locations where people can do no-contact saliva testing instead of nasal swabs. In addition to the first semi-permanent site already up at the Convention Center in Duluth, Winona opened a site on October 13th, and Moorhead on October 17th. Brooklyn Park opens October 20th. Another 6 will come online in the next few weeks, 4 in the Twin Cities and 2 in Greater Minnesota. The state also announced a pilot project, which would mean people who want to get tested wouldn't even have to leave home. This is Minnesota Department of Health Assistant Commissioner Dan Huff.
In addition to the semi-permanent testing sites, the saliva program will include a mail order program. The COVID-19 testing at home program will allow Minnesotans to register online and receive their at home testing kit via UPS.
The saliva test will be processed at an Oakdale facility that, at capacity, will employ 250 people.
The new lab will reduce shipping time by allowing samples to be couriered from the collection site in the state over to Oakdale instead of having to be shipped to the biologics lab in New Jersey.
The mail-in pilot project will focus on staff in Minnesota's K-12 and higher ed schools, with everyone able to participate sometime in November. The saliva test will double the state's testing capacity from about 30,000 a day to about 60,000. Insurance companies will be billed if people have insurance. Those who don't have insurance or are underinsured will not be charged. But state officials warn testing is only part of the strategy to curtail the virus. Contact tracing is important, too. This is State Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm.
Because all of this turns on voluntary compliance. From folks being willing not only to literally to answer the phone when we call, but how forthcoming they are with the information, how forthcoming they are with the details of where they've been. What we hear when we talk to the folks who are doing these case investigations and these calls is kind of a mix of responses. I mean, we're, for the most part, we do keep statistics on the percentage of people who with whom we are able to speak versus those who refuse to talk to us. And happily, that's a small percentage of cases, but the quality of the information really does depend upon people's participation and how forthcoming they are.
Of course, state officials continue to emphasize the importance of wearing a mask, social distancing, and staying home if you're feeling sick. For the Minnesota Native News Health Report, I'm Lori Stern.
This Minnesota Native News Health Report is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, and supported by a grant from the Minnesota Department of Health. For more information, go online to minnesotanativenews.org.